Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and one of the peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, libertyroundtable.com. Donate, please, if you have the heart to help. Live and on-demand radio at libertyroundtable.com at your fingertips. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. And it is Friday the 13th, so if you folks are superstitious, you better get your head back in bed. Just kidding. We don't believe in superstition around here. We believe in the God Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And all I'm telling you is that's where we believe, and we don't believe in superstition. We believe in when you keep God's commandments, there's blessings, and when you don't, oh, man, it goes off the rails in a hurry. It's always been the case, historically speaking, and welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had on two guests. First guest on, we had Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com. We talked about honest money. Gold and silver's up. Really, gold and silver maintain the same. The dollar's down is the point. But we talked about a recent Wallet Hub study. Utah's been rated as the number two happiest state in the nation. But by the way, one thing that does not drive happiness, the study says, is money. Happiness only increases in wealth when you get up to above $75,000 and below $95,000. In other words, you got to take money kind of out of the equation. But the suicide rate in the United States has hit the highest level in 50 years, folks. It's horrible. And September, by the way, is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. And, you know, when you look at that, you say, wow, what about the hierarchy of needs for people, right? Sometimes the people with the least are the happiest. What makes these countries that have a whole lot less than America so happy? Well, I want to talk about God, family, and country in relation to the hierarchy of needs. Believe it or not, a lot of these terms and situations that we find ourselves in come down to the fact that people need love. Believe it or not, veterans with PTSD, anxiety turn to beekeeping for relief. Facebook is experiencing worldwide outages. People are freaking out everywhere. But you know what? It all comes down to people need a sense of belonging. People need to feel loved. Okay? The HUD secretary says Donald Trump is passionate about homelessness, but you put it all together and what are the answers? The answer is not for Donald Trump 2,000 miles away from California to work on homelessness. Okay? David Kapilian over at WND.com says we are being persecuted. He's right as rain. And what we need to do, instead of turning our back on Christianity and persecuting Christians, what we need to do is look at God, family, and country as the healing solution. Okay? We need to protect life, liberty, and property. That's the purpose of government. You put that all together and you say all these hierarchy of needs people have, whether it's food, shelter, clothing, right? It all comes down to government can't provide those things. And neighbor helping neighbor, loving one another, can provide those things, okay? It's that simple of a discussion. And we need to use the private sector and true charity to help one another. And we need to give people a sense of belonging. People need to feel loved. People need to have their basic needs met. And when they do, and they're taught about God, family, and country, hey, that's where the solutions lie. 90% of the problems with societal misbehavior or violating of laws has to do with people with fatherless homes, people that are on drugs, people that don't have a family life, no social network of stability or safety or protection. People need to feel safe. People need to feel loved. That comes from God, family, and country. And when those things break down, there will never be a substitute that's acceptable. Second hour, we head on Andy Manchin, vice president of the Association of Mature American Citizens. It's called AMAC, AMAC.us, the conservative alternative to the AARP folks. And we talked about a Physician Pro Bono Care Act of 2019. It's H.R. 856. The goal is to amend the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 to provide deductions for certain charity efforts by doctors. Will you give them a tax break if they work for free? We should, and that's the point. Right now they have to drive to some clinic to do it. But how about letting them do it in their offices and writing it off on their taxes? We could make such a difference, folks, if we would. We also talked about anti-Medicare or anti-kickback safe harbor statute. It's an example of good intentions gone awry, says AMAC spokesman. We also talked about here are four ways the left is grabbing power in America. The left is setting its sights on unconstitutional norms, a ruthless power grab, if you will, trolling at town halls, weaponizing nonprofits in the Democratic Party, nationalizing and skewing elections, not to mention ballot harvesting. It all turns out to be an absolute abuse of our constitutional republic, ladies and gentlemen, and it must stop, and we must prosecute to the fullest extent of the law those who are abusing and circumventing the system. We talked about, as we wrapped up the show yesterday, spending time with friends every day may lower dementia risk, new study finds. That's sad, the dementia's there. Good news on how we can solve it without drugs, huh? And that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast, available at libertyroundtable.com. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. Or text or call 801-669-2211. Or go to localhoneyman.com on the internet. Kurt, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. As news the networks refuse to use starts now.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Quick story for you before we get to our guest. Beekeepers now sue the EPA for approving pesticides they say is harmful to bees, Kurt. You want to respond to that real quick?
Well, I'm constantly amazed how many people will come and be wanting to get some healthy raw honey, and at the same time they're shocked when I suggest, well, if you see a bug or a weed, maybe don't spray it with some toxic spray. You could always smash the bug or pull the weed, but, you know, they just don't seem to make that connection to...
Can't be doing that.
Well, they got a gym membership for that.
There you go. All right, last Tuesday was an abusive day for sure. What am I talking about? Ken Cromar and his lovely wife, Barb. Barbie and Ken's home was illegally auctioned off by the thug agency, the IRS. We've been waiting. Ken's been super busy, but we wanted to give him the jump on the broadcast to catch us up. Ken Cromar, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Good morning, Sam and Kurt. So good to have.
All right, so the 32nd on your story is that, hey, the IRS claims you owe taxes. You're saying you pay all the taxes that you owe. They literally violated your rights. They've basically stolen your property. They've abused you and your lovely wife. They've lied about you, and they've literally in court been willing to ignore all rule of law. They violated due process. They haven't given you a proper hearing, and they just continue to duck and escalate and duck and escalate. And the latest escalation, after busting into your home literally with guns and kicking you out, now they've literally auctioned your house off illegally on the county steps, but it's still Ken's house, Ken.
Yeah, it is. You know, it was Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, gathered at the U.S. District Courthouse in Salt Lake City, where a very small number of people came out to bid on our house. We had a number of friends that came out in our support. There were posters everywhere, things like no hearing equals no justice. We need truth in taxation. Where's the hearing? Why no hearing? Things like that on the posters. And nevertheless, Mr. quote-unquote Gary Chapman, it's an alias, he's got an employee ID number, he gets up there and declares to the people that there is no liens and or interest in this property, which is an outright lie. We have a Liz Pendens, which declares publicly that this case is in two different courts, or there's two different cases pending, one at the circuit court and one at the district court, which is now moved into the circuit court. So there's two circuit court cases live and active, and nevertheless, they tell the people, go ahead and bid on this. It's free and clear. And we watched our house get people looking for a good deal, as Ammon Bundy kept saying over and over in the background, saying, hey, be sure to get a good price on your neighbor's house. Be sure to get a great price on your neighbor's house. And trying to shame them, appropriately so, as to why would you be bidding on somebody else's house, especially when it's still in question in court. This is really baffling to us. What we thought was a bad day got worse when it was a neighbor that was two houses down, coincidentally lives right across the street from Kurt Crosby, who actually bid on the house. A man who, the Eddington family, we have known Bob and Jane for many years, close to 20 as best I can recall, and they put him in an old folks home a year or two ago, and coincidentally had passed away just the day before the bid, or the auction, I should say. And nevertheless, the grandson came out and bid on it and won.
All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Cromart with us. They literally auctioned off his home. It's important to note, and I'll say this again after the break, the home was free and clear in the sense that Ken owned it with no debt. He paid it off. He worked hard as an American citizen to obtain the dream. But then the government claims it's theirs with no liens. What? Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. Ken Cromart with us.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text FIGHT to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
All right, Ken Cromart's our guest. The IRS illegally auctioned off his home on Tuesday. A few folks there trying to take advantage of a neighbor, in my humble opinion. But yet, the majority of the people there trying to defend Ken and Barb. And the IRS illegally auctioned off their home. No hearing, no justice was one of the signs. What was the other sign, Ken, that you mentioned?
We need truth in taxation.
Amen to that.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of posters. Actually, I'm trying to think of them all. And boy, it was just so gratifying. There are so many good people out there who came to our defense and stood with us. I can only imagine most people are just so intimidated by the IRS that they just kind of slither into a corner and just curl up in a ball. I get it. You know, it's like these people are ruthless. They basically have a license to lie. They don't tell the truth. They They falsify and fabricate documentation. They take it to a court and don't put a legal, lawful complaint against you that's based in law. They don't even tell you what they're charging you with, what law you've broken. And then they don't even let you in the court so that you can defend yourself. I'm just flabbergasted. We've never had a hearing, never seen the judge's face, don't know what his voice sounds like, and yet he decided to break the law because in his own code site that they tacked to the door of our house, 28 U.S.C. 2001, the paragraph B begins after a hearing. We've never had a hearing, and nevertheless, the 13-plus marshals go storming into our house. My wife's in the shower. My daughter's asleep. And just yank us out of the house and couldn't even provide a code site saying what they're doing. So we're just in shock. You know, it's kind of interesting, by the way, Sam. I'm just sitting here looking at my laptop this morning to see what's going on. And there's a YouTube that's called IRS Illegally Auctions Barbie and Ken's Home. And it got put up the day after a guy ran around with his iPhone and just shot footage and asked people questions at this illegal auction. And it is fantastic response. The first day, they just started trickling up. And yesterday afternoon, there had been 900 views. And then yesterday evening, it was near 1,000. And this morning, it's at 1,492 views. This thing is taking off, apparently, and about to go viral. So if people want to see it, it's YouTube. It's called IRS Illegally Auctions, quote, Barbie and Ken's, unquote, home. And it's really interesting to see. There were agents all over the place, plainclothesmen pretending to be bidders and or people interested. It was so fascinating to watch this thing come down. And yet again, I've got to say, I am so grateful. Ammon Bundy was there. Shauna Cox was there. These people came from far away to stand with us, and many, many friends came. And in case people don't know who Shauna Cox is, she and Ammon Bundy were in the car when Lavoie Finicum was murdered in cold blood right out there off that road.
And let's be clear, Ammon Bundy was in a different vehicle, and Shauna Cox was in the same vehicle with Lavoie Finicum.
Oh, my apologies. I thought they were in the same car.
They were in different cars, but it was the same, in my opinion, belligerent stop by government. It was an intentional trap designed, and all I'm telling you is it just shows, again, the heavy hand of government is out of control, folks. We need transparency. We need the rule of law. Ken deserves a hearing. And my question is, what laws has Ken broken? Let's transparently deal with those. The problem is they want to debate what a hearing is. The government claims Ken's had a hearing. But you know what? A hearing is not...
I don't think they've ever claimed that. Yeah.
They have claimed that you have not had a hearing. The sheriff emailed me and said, hey, we think that you've already had a hearing. Look, the debate of whether you've had a hearing or not is not debatable. Okay?
Yeah.
It is codified in the rule of law what a hearing is.
Right.
And it's not what Larry just goes, I think y'all had one. It ain't that, folks. It's the rule of law here we're talking about, and these people aren't willing to obey it. Let's be very clear. It's not an opinion of what a hearing is. There's a legal definition of this, and it has not been complete.
That's right.
And the reason
don't
that
you
I
remember
down,
though, Sam, in the early days of our country, maybe even before we had the Constitution, et cetera, the bureaucrats in England would basically do a hearing or whatever they wanted to call it, and then say, hey, those guys in America didn't show up, so we're going to move right ahead. And, this kind of thing, we saw it with our buddy in Idaho.
Randy Weaver.
That kind of thing.
Either.
Yeah, and that kind of thing goes on. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't have some kind of we had a hearing and they just didn't show up kind of thing. And they wrote on their record that, it just happened. But, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, you're right. In the contract world, though, if you have tenets of a contract or details of a contract that everybody is not clued in on, it's called a double contract, and people go to jail for that kind of fraud. And so even if they had a hearing that Ken didn't know about, I would submit they've committed fraud on the court.
Well, yeah, but that'd be you and me go to jail, but not them, right?
Yeah, good point. Hillary would run around free. All right, Ken, so go ahead, sir.
Yeah, by the way, just to be clear, There is no record of a hearing on the docket. The only thing that comes close is a very, very early magistrate doing a scheduling thing that was all done over the phone. That's not a judicial hearing with the judge. That's something else. But they don't even claim that that's a hearing. Nobody's claimed that there's been a hearing. The only one that's claimed that was the U.S. Marshals, because when the sheriff called and asked him, did it happen? One of the guys in the office looked at the doc and said, well, it looks to us like he had due process. Well, you ain't in.
Wait a minute. Due process, that's a term you can play games with. Either there's a hearing or there was not. And the sheriff, in my humble opinion, was not wise enough to say, wait a minute. You can have an opinion about due process. I want to know if there was a hearing. The problem is, as far as I can tell, the sheriff got juked. And he just simply says, well, a federal marshal must be telling the truth. Therefore, we're going to go along with it. And that's where the rule of law breaks down, not only strategically in the courts, but tactically on the ground as well. And thus, the marshals came in and stole Ken's home.
Yeah, well, we even went back to the sheriff after the fact and said, look, you know, well, actually, before it all came down, said, why would you trust the U.S. Marshals to tell you law? They're not attorneys, number one, and they have a different agenda than you do. Wouldn't you want to go to your county attorney and ask them to look at the docket and see if there's been a hearing? Because you guys got different agendas. We're very disappointed in Sheriff Mike Smith, the Utah County Sheriff. He just is a new guy and just wants to do the right thing, but is trusting all the wrong people and not protecting Barbie and Ken on that.
Well, and his job as sheriff is to dot the I's and cross the T's and say,
that's
you
right.
know what, if you have a legitimate claim IRS on Ken's home, let's see the conviction. Let's see the judgment against Ken. Let's see the due process. Let's see the hearing. Let's see that you have your, you know what, ducks in a row. And then we can talk. And until then, though, you're not doing this in my county. My job is to protect the citizenry from everyone, including you. And so we're going to make sure you have your paperwork right. And I believe that's where the sheriff isn't willing to step up and do his job. And I'm not trying to attack the sheriff.
No,
I'm trying to highlight a fundamental reality of what jurisdictional balance means.
So, you know,
by the way, real quick, just so you know, on that video, Ken just went there to try to watch it, and on YouTube it says an error occurred. Please try again later. Play back, and then it's in a little bit more. But the bottom line is, this is how it's a little difficult to get something to go viral if you know
they don't want it to.
That's right. Now, one thing I will tell you that you can watch if you want to try to understand this a little bit better. There's a video that's got, you know, thousands and thousands, maybe even millions of views by a guy named Aaron Russo called America Freedom to Fascism. And if you want to try to learn more about things, you know, I suggest you try to watch that. But, you know, if you want to keep your head in the sand, kind of like a
video's playing for me
or whatever,
guys.
Don't do that.
Why don't you explain what's going on? Explain what's going on.
All right, so the video's up and does work. I don't know for Kurt why he's getting an error, but I just played it.
Maybe
it does
it's going
work.
Off the charts again. Yeah, I mean, the people are getting this word is spread out. I got a call from New Jersey yesterday saying, hey, I've seen your video, blah, blah, blah. I even got a call yesterday from somebody saying, hey, listen, the next time you're homeless, because we've had to move four times, let us know because you've got a place to stay at our house. Person I've never met before, didn't even know his name, called up and offered his home. It's like, wow.
Good people standing together for liberty.
Absolutely.
So what's next, Ken, really quick? And I'm hoping you can stay with us over the break because we got Ammon Bundy coming up second, who was there. I want to get his take on the events. And I want you to stay on for a couple of minutes with Ammon so you can at least say hi to him on the air.
Well, what's next?
You have a minute?
Question. The hope is that we get into a court, face a judge in an honest court, and actually get to have our day in court and address the issue of what law did we break? Give us our house back and leave us alone, please.
Imagine the transparency. Imagine accountability. Imagine knowing what law you broke. Imagine a due process. Honestly. Stay there, Ken. Don't go anywhere. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former VP Joe Biden was the most tweeted about candidate among the 10 Democrats running for the White House who were part of last night's debate in Houston. The second most tweeted about, businessman Andrew Yang. Because of his plan to give away $120,000 to 10 randomly chosen families.
My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families, someone watching this at home right now. If you believe that you can solve your own problems better than any politician, go to yang2020.com and tell us how $1,000 a month will help you do just that.
Parts of Florida's East Coast now under a tropical storm watch since late last night because of a developing system that's heading that way. Expected to approach the Florida Peninsula tomorrow, it could be a tropical depression or maybe a tropical storm by then. And this is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them, so shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
New ambassador to the United Nations, Kelly Craft, speaking to reporters yesterday following her first Security Council meeting at the UN, where she vowed to defend U.S. values and interests.
I will stand by our friends and allies. I will advocate for the poor and the weak. And I will never fail to work with those who genuinely wish to advance the cause of human dignity.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union are facing a midnight Saturday deadline to agree on a new contract. And insiders say negotiations are still going on, but it looks like a strike is becoming more likely with each passing hour. Primary sticking points, GM wants to reduce hourly wages and health care benefits. Starting today, San Francisco's iconic cable cars will stop running for 10 days. They'll undergo final repairs as part of a 3-year restoration project of the gearboxes that propel the cars up the city's steep hills. This is USA Radio News.
All right, the IRS thug agency out of control breaks into Ken's home and kicks his family out. Guns at the ready. Then later, just this last Tuesday, the government literally auctions off his house on the Salt Lake County steps. Neighbors getting a great deal at the expense of their neighbor. Love thy neighbor as thyself is kind of like, hey man, the IRS is in town. Take advantage of thy neighbor, in my humble opinion. It's out of control, folks, and it's got to stop, and we've got to have transparency. But Ken has never had a hearing. Due process has never happened. The reality is Ken doesn't have a list of charges even against him, much less conviction. No hearing, no justice. We need truth in taxation, that's for sure. Ammon Bundy with us. Ammon, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you for having me on, Sam.
You were there to watch the abuse go down, right?
Yeah, Ken invited me, asked me to come down, and so I took a trip to Salt Lake and went to the federal courthouse and watched him take a piece of paper and sell his $500,000 home for about half that much.
You like federal courthouses. I know, Ammon, that's one of your favorite places to go.
Yeah, in fact, I hadn't been to one since I left in 2018 and went back to my family after being incarcerated for 2 years. That was the first time I'd been back on the federal grounds, if you want to say that, and didn't love the idea, but I felt I needed to support Ken.
And Ammon, I just have to say, I cannot tell you how grateful Barbara and I and all our friends were that you came out. you got up at 3 a.m. to drive all that way to be with us. And that's just meant a lot to us that you would stand there even in the most uncomfortable of circumstances. I can only imagine how distressing it might be to stand on federal land again after they illegally took you, incarcerated you for 2 years. I can only imagine. God bless you, sir. Thank you for being there.
All right, so the YouTube video is out, getting hits big time. The IRS illegally auctioned off Barbie and Ken's home. The video isn't the best quality. It's windy and everything else, but it does highlight what really happened and documents the abuse of this unconstitutional thugocracy agency called the IRS. Most radio talk show hosts won't attack the IRS because they're afraid they'll get abused by the IRS, so they remain silent. But those thugs have already come after me in a separate case. They've already come after Kurt, and they've taken Kurt's house in a separate case. And we've vowed to fight them for life because they're dishonest thugs. And everyone believes somebody's done something wrong until it happens to them. And it's like, hey, wait a minute now. Kind of experience. That's what everybody has over time. So our ranks are growing, sad to say. Nevertheless, the truth shall set us free. Ammon Bundy was repeating a certain phrase quite loudly at this stealing of Ken's home event in Salt Lake City. Ken, why don't you brief us on that really quick? I think this is important to understand.
You know, it's so interesting to watch the video because when you're in the middle of it, and I'm standing by the auctioneer trying to record everything, and so I couldn't see what was going on around me. But in the video, you see a bunch of officers surround Ammon as he was just, you know, not rudely, but just vocally saying, hey, let's see, how do you put it? You said, be sure to get a great deal on your neighbor's house. Be sure to get the best deal you can on your neighbor's house. And it was the appropriate thing to say. But boy, those officers came in and surrounded old Ammon, didn't they?
Why did they freak out, Ammon, and surround you like that? I mean, are you not allowed to say that kind of stuff?
He actually said that I was infringing upon the right of Ken's neighbors to buy his house. That's what he told me.
Wait a minute, infringing on their right? What about yeah. Ken's right to keep his house?
Exactly. And the thing that, you know, should be brought up, and I'm sure you've talked about it, the thing that all people should be so concerned about is how easy they took his home and how they just auctioned it right on the courthouse steps. I mean, they did it so easy. There was no due process. There was no jury. You know, there was no just compensation. There was no process at all. They just said, you owe us something. Therefore, we're going to take your home. They drove him out of his home, and they just really quickly, right? I mean, I'm talking seconds. They sold his home, and that should be concerning because we've put in place many, many checks and balances to stop that from happening. This is the very thing that was happening that caused the American Revolution. That there was no due process given to those people for their property to be taken. And we see it now happening so easily, probably easier than it was even happening back in the 1770s.
You know, Ammon, it's pretty amazing. The Constitution says we have a right to a speedy trial. And, of course, I hear these people that have been incarcerated for years and never have one. And then, you know, a home can be sold, you know, pretty speedily, but the trial just never seems to happen these days, does it?
No, a jury is supposed to be, you know, a line of defense for the people. It was the people that, you know, have the sovereignty, and the juries are the people. And they were supposed to decide whether the force of law is inflicted upon somebody for whatever reason. And the courts and the bureaucracies have just bypassed that. These issues never go to a jury anymore. You can't even get them to a jury, because they know a jury will do what is just.
Yeah, that's our contention with them. We say, why won't you let us into your court? We're pounding on the door. Let us in, please, because we know we can defend ourselves and show that you've not been telling the truth, that you forged documents, that you fabricated all this information, saying that we owe $1,053,000. We can prove all that. They know it. They don't want us anywhere near that court, because it'll get documented on the record and be another victory for we the people that shows that this is a tyrannical court and a tyrannical agency, the IRS, and that it's time for people to wake up and know that this is going on in America.
We need to call a halt to the con game, that's for sure. But what I find interesting, Ammon, and you highlighted this, but I want to make this clear, even in the rare case that someone does get to court, it's literally an IRS kangaroo star chamber court, though. It's not even a real court with a jury. And it's not even normal court proceedings. It's a special venue by which the IRS has absolute dictatorial star chamber control, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's judge, jury, and executioner, right? I mean, there is no stops. They could just say you owe anything. It doesn't matter what it is. They could say you owe it. They give you no opportunity or no way to dispute it, and then they use forceful action within their own agency to, you know, within their own organization to remove someone forcefully from their home and just take it, just steal it. And they do this with bank accounts. They do this with businesses. They'll levy, checks coming into a business or your paycheck, or it doesn't matter. They'll clean your bank accounts out. They'll go to your, to anybody who owes you money, and they'll force those people to pay them. There's no limit to what they'll do. It's amazing.
So I want to pursue this a little bit. When you spoke out in defense of Ken's home and said, yeah, be sure to get a great deal on your neighbor's house, then they surrounded you, these cops, and then they said, hey, you can't, interfere with the neighbor's right to buy this home or whatever. How did the exchange go down? What did you respond, and what kind of happened there, Ken? Or, Ammon?
Well, he told me that I needed to leave and get off courthouse steps there and go on, basically get off the property.
What about freedom of association, free speech, and freedom to assemble? Does that even apply?
No, none of that applies. The only thing that they're protecting is their ability to take people's property and sell it easily. And they don't want people to be discouraged and shamed. I mean, to me, the most despicable thing that happened there, and I know what the IRS and what the federal government is doing is absolutely despicable, but the fact that their neighbor would come and try to take advantage of that and be there, that to me was just absolutely, because that's why we're losing our freedoms, because we won't stand together. We're just willing to just benefit from a system, or, people won't say no to welfare and grants and loans and all those from the government because they want to benefit. And so here you've got, Ken trying to fight for what is right. He's losing his home, and his neighbor's willing to just benefit from it. And so I vocalize that, and the DHS officer gets in my face, starts, commanding me, and I pretty much just ignored him. I did. I just completely ignored him. I just was looking past him, and I wasn't going to move. And so he called the other officers around, and they surrounded me, and he's commanding me to leave and move, and I'm just ignoring him. And that's basically how it went down.
But I don't think he has any authority to command anybody to leave, does he?
No, I don't either. I said, the people have paid for this building, this huge monstropolis building. I mean, that building is so big that I think the entire United States court system could be run in that building. And there's a building like that in every single major metropolitan. And that tells you why they have to take people.
Well, what big eyes you have. It's better to thieve you with there, Ammon. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Ken Cromar, Ammon Bundy with us. Kirk Crosby and Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. Stay there, folks.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road barriers. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. I parked my car and I went inside, and they took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed. I lost it. The other people, because they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, So I don't want anything to do with it, because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, Ammon Bundy, Ken Cromer, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, they stole Ken's house. And Ammon Bundy's talking about neighbors. You know, they should be, love thy neighbor. I don't know that if you love your neighbor, you'd take their house, would you, Ammon? I'm just kind of thinking that's not in the love thy neighbor code, you know?
No, I think it's more love your money. I can't see it any other way.
And it's kind of a sad deal. Now, I'll agree with Kirk Crosby and others that say, look, it's the IRS is the problem here. And they're right. That is the first problem, for sure. But adding insult to injury would be to take advantage of your neighbor and say, hey, I'm going to gain on the abuse that's happening to you, or I'm going to take advantage of the situation. You would think neighbors would stand together and say, listen, I don't want anybody to take my house, and so therefore I'm going to stand up and say, I don't want you to take my neighbor's house either. That's kind of how I would view this thing. Ken?
Yeah, no, I'm just sitting here looking at the video again. It's on YouTube. It's IRS illegally auctions Barbie and Ken's home, and it is so distressing to me to watch this, because when I saw the man, the Eddingtons, come to the place, I thought they were standing with me and my other friends and neighbors. Their dad had just died the day before, and no, sure enough, he came out there to bid. By the way, I'm looking at the video, and Ammon's hands, as best I can tell, are in his pockets the entire time. He is zero threat. I mean, you can't be a threat with your hands in your pocket and just saying the things he was saying. So God bless you, Ammon. Again, thank you for standing for Barbie and Ken out there on those courthouse steps. Oh, one other thing real quick that's really interesting. I did a FOIA request on those marshals to get their names to name them in our $120 million lawsuit against the judge and all the others. And when I got the papers back, I was surprised to discover that in their own paperwork, it shows that they get a commission. Did you hear me? The U.S. Marshals get a commission on whatever happens with regards to the Cromer House. How can that happen?
That's well, conflict of interest everywhere, but when the mobocracy runs amok, it's an unconstitutional agency when they become judge, jury, and executioner. Hey, man, all gloves are off. Kurt, do you want to chime into this conversation?
Well, I was thinking about when Ammon was talking about how he was treated there. I thought about his attorney, after Ammon was acquitted, and how he was surrounded by the federal, I think it was the marshals. And,
yeah, they tased poor Marcus Mumford in court.
They kept telling him, quit resisting, and he, you remember right that, now? Ammon? I'm sure you remember
that's what they do. They say that Marcus wasn't resisting. He never should have been surrounded and tased in the first place. He did no resisting at all. But they that's their game. They know that if they could show, make it look like on video that he was resisting, then they can justify their actions. I mean, this is their game. You know, interesting enough, when the DHS officer first saw me when I come onto the courthouse steps there, the first thing he said to me, he came up to me and he says, nice to see you again.
Ooh.
And I don't know what that meant exactly, unless he was an officer that participated in any of the actions in Nevada or Oregon. But that's what he said to me again.
Wow, that's chilling. You know,
anyway,
I gotta ask you, Ammon, did you notice how many agents there were around there, plain clothes, hiding amongst all the uniformed officers? Did you notice?
Yeah, and from the very beginning, you know, I've had to learn to have an eye, you know, on those people. I can identify them very easily, and they were surrounding that courthouse from the very beginning, and then there just ended up being more and more, and then of course they brought in officers with you know, uniforms later. But
Salt Lake Police, you know, my wife told me, she said that she saw these four police cars pull up, and the officers come running up the stairs, and one of them, she overheard one of them say, "There's nothing going on here." And then, which means that...
Well, the only thing going on is the government's gearing up for violence with any excuse to promote violence, and they're stealing people's homes. That's the only thing going on there, Ken.
I'm sorry. I was just saying that she talked to the officer who said, "There's nothing going on here." He's turning to walk away.
Yeah, but there is something going on, Ken. The government is stealing someone's home. Hold on. The government's stealing someone's home, and the government is also gearing up to try to have the least provocation they can find to escalate into violence. That's what they do, Ammon.
Right. But what happened is that officer said to my wife, "You know what? I've been audited four times. Go get him. Good luck."
Well, again, this has multifacets to it. The question is, what's going to happen in the future, Ken, do you think? What's the goal for you?
We're not giving up. This is just a bump in the road. This is a process that they're trying to intimidate and just keep going down their little path. But the reality is, the law is not on their side. And we've got a $120 million lawsuit against the judge, the IRS agent, specific ones named, and also the prosecutor, and we intend to hold them accountable. That case is now in the circuit court, and as well as the original judgment by Judge Robert J. Shelby, the chief judge of the U.S. District Court out of Salt Lake. These people are breaking the law, and we're going to hold them accountable. And it's not about Barbie and Ken. It's about we the people. This has so little to do with us. We feel like we're on an assignment here to stand for liberty. And we're just, thankfully, we have friends. We're homeless, refugees in our own neighborhood, but we've had so many kind people come to our aid and try and help us out. In fact, somebody just put together a GoFundMe called Save Barbie or Ken and Barbara's Home, if you're looking for it. And others have just, everybody's just trying to help. And we need to stand together or we'll certainly be hung apart, as the old saying goes.
Ammon, you get the first response, sir.
Well, I don't have as much confidence in the federal court system as Ken does, and I applaud his energy and of wanting to and really want to make a difference in their own system. I've seen it pretty closely from the inside, and I just say that very clearly that rights are not defended or maintained in the courts, and we have been conned into believing that. Rights are defended right there where the right was established, and that's at Ken and Barbie's home. And what really should happen...
And is, or secondarily on the court steps to say, hey, wait a minute, the sheriff should be there and say, listen, we don't see that you have your papers in order to, one, kick them out of their house in the first place, but now, two, you don't have jurisdiction to sell it. Those are the two places that we should peacefully stand for the rule of law.
Yeah, because... I mean, just and whenever there's abuse in government, it's not straightened out in the courts. It's straightened out on the streets, and then the courts follow. I mean, look at the civil rights movements. I mean, they had their rights. They were supposed to have equal rights clear back in the 1800s. Yet they were fighting for them in the 1900s, and it wasn't until they stood and said, "You're not going to make me sit at the back of the bus. I'm going to sit at the front of the bus." It wasn't until they said, "You know what? I'm going to go in public bathrooms, and you're not going to stop me. I'm going to go to school and colleges, and you're not going to stop me." And then the courts and the laws follow that. And so people have to stand. You cannot expect to be free and not stand.
There you have it, Ken. I think that Ammon's correct on this, and I think we need to politely take a page out of that playbook. Now, the problem is, you know, how does it not escalate into violence? And the government's looking for every chance to crack down and say, well, you started it and we had to keep the rule of law. They won't do that to the Antifa but are the enemies of liberty. They'll let them just turn over cars and abuse people and violate private property rights everywhere. But if the Patriots want to stand for the rule of law, they're going to crack down hard, and they're looking for that. That's why there was so many agents there, and most of them were probably armed. And I asked the question, what gave the federal government unconstitutional agency authority to be armed within a state's boundaries, within a county's boundaries, with no jurisdictional balance whatsoever? Ken?
I'm speechless because I really don't even know what to say. I mean, we keep saying it in our filings. It's like, we want a hearing. We want you to identify the laws that we've broken. We want you to explain your fabricated assessment. We want to put on the witness stand the IRS agents who fabricated and forged documents. We want justice. We want to be heard, and it's not happening. I cannot argue with Ammon about being seen as potentially naive here and thinking that the court system in our country will ever have justice again. I mean, do you trust the DOJ to provide justice, or is it really the Department of Injustice?
Yeah, I don't trust any of them. I think Ammon's right on that. But I will say, Ken, that you need to go forward boldly, nobly, independently. Trust in God. Let the chips fall where they may. It's patriots like that that change the world. Let's give Ammon a quick chance to give a final shot, if you will, about this, because he's got to go to some family things, and he's graciously taken time out of his schedule, even though he's got this family event. So, Ammon, why don't you just finish with that? We'll let you fly, and we'll have you back, okay?
Well, first of all, Ken, you have to do everything you can in the prudent manners, and I know you're doing that. But the rights are maintained right where they were established, and that's at your property. The other thing, just look at the conflict that is going. Your records are in the county recorder's office, you know, and what the federal government did now is went in and actually changed your record of ownership. They actually transferred ownership right there in the county recorder's office, and the county recorder allowed that to happen.
And actually, I don't think it has, by the way.
Well, maybe it hasn't, but that's the process that they're going through, though. They're just look at the conflict of interest. Look at the checks and balances that we have in place. The county recorder's office, the county is supposed to protect private property, and they should never transfer title to anything unless it's been done properly and due process has not been given to you. And I don't know what to say other than the people have to stand in some manner and do the best they can and follow the spirit of the Lord and protect private property. Without it, we can't be free.
We'll have you back. Godspeed, sir. Thanks, Ammon.
Thank you, Ammon. God bless you,
thank
sir.
You.
All right, there's Ammon Bundy, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe Ammon is spot on what we need to have happen. The problem is the people aren't ready for this, Ken.
Well, that's a shocking statement right there. You know, it's just so interesting. I think back on the founding fathers and that day, that was such a small percent of people who actually stood for the cause of freedom. You know, I think of Valley Forge. You've got, what was it? I'm trying to remember the number, like 15,000 that were at Valley Forge with George Washington. Many, I think it was a couple of thousand that suffered death by starvation and the cold. And yet just a few miles away, there were their friends and neighbors who were getting gold and providing comfort for the British troops during that cold winter. We got to stand together, friends, or we'll hang apart. And we can do it with God's help.
Sad but true. Ken, we'll have you back, my friend. Keep us up to speed on what's happening with your case, okay?
You got it. Thank you so much, Sam and Kurt. Appreciate it. Keep
up the
good work.
There he goes. Our prayers are with Ken. The government's out of control. There's no doubt about it. Coming up second hour, we're going to have Richard Mack chiming on this, along with a bunch of other interesting topics. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. Friday the 13th, ladies and gentlemen. Are you superstitious? I'm not. I trust in God, family, and country. I want to protect life, liberty, and property. And that's why we're on the radio 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. On the Sabbath, we rest. You want to help? LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. Every penny will be used to grow our presence in the media and take on the mainstream press like never before. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.